Have you heard anything from presentations we've had so far that you think needs to be shared out more widely?
What I was really interested in was the way that the New Zealand government have gone about reacting to the same problems and challenges that we're reacting to. And we talk a lot about moving away from accountability more to outcome-based results. We talk about targets and looking at is the communities better off because of what we do. But I don't know whether we implement those thought processes into the way we go about our business as a public sector. Also, he said it was the old that stuff is generally about accountability as opposed to improvement. And you know, that's key for me. I'm big into performance management and improvement. And I think it's about utilising performance management for the right purpose, which is to learn and improve, as opposed to nail somebody for making mistakes or not delivering. So that was quite refreshing.
So do you think there's any of these specifics that you can take back from today that you could use within fire and rescue?
The answer would be yes, but I would be more confident in my yes if the right level of personnel was here today.
Right, okay.
I'm here today in my function role within my organisation, but I would like to see, like the most of the delegates there, my chief fire officer and my deputy chief fire officer, as opposed to myself. They are the big decision makers, but you know, I feed into them on a regular basis, on a daily basis, so I will be taking this back to them and expressing the need, perhaps, for them to share a bit of time in these type of conferences, but also looking at the wider public services, the global issues, there are systems in place that appear to be working very well.
Anything you think the Wales Audit Office should do as a result of these things?
Absolutely, absolutely, you know, and it is sharing this best practice, being the conduit of sharing the information. And obviously, because the role you play in Wales in terms of auditing and you know reporting against this, and you know by applying this methodology and sharing the best practice from around the world, I think you know that's only going to lead to potentially being better public services. I like them what Piffy called it, performance improvement framework, and I've got by the side of there to get that as well to see what he's talking about there about clear about your results. Again, he said that at the front. Having the right tools to analyse what happens, and I think what we're not very good at, and this is only coming from my perspective and my experience, is analysing data and getting meaningful information out of it.
Because the other thing they said, they were swimming in data in some places. It was 30,000 reports.
Well,
but it's sort of wheat from the chaff, isn't it?
Well, I done a dissertation a couple of years back for my college course, and funny enough, it was performance management in the public sector. Is it about accountability or is it about improvement? And I picked up on a quotation. I forget where it came from. I think it was Bernard Marr, and he said public sector services are drowning in a sea of data, but thirsty for information.
Yeah.
And that captures it for me.